Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positive. It is summertime around here, and we're getting out for crab cakes. I have 17 Maryland crab cake tour stops slated for the summer. I am putting them everywhere. We're starting at Fadley's on Friday. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'll have the Back to the Future scratch off. It's been a lucky batch. We'll have these this week. We're also moving around. We're going to be at the Y in Randallstown on Tuesday. Why? Because it's summertime and the pool's open and it's Juneteenth. So we're going to be doing that out at the Y next week. We're also going to be at Reader's Crab House in Ricerstown on the 26th. We're going to be at an 1823 Brewery in July out in Eldersburg. And there's also a rumor that my friends at DePasquale's, who made me delicious sausages over the weekend, also have a crab cake down in Canton. We're going to be getting in there in July. So I'm looking forward to that, as well as all the usual suspects. Our 27th anniversary is August the 3rd. I will be eating my 27 favorite things to eat during the month of August and sharing that with all of you. And I promise you that an egg custard snowball will be on that list. John Martin is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He has been absent. I would love to say that you were out running around trying to figure out how to pay all these home run riches, grand slams, and all that. It hasn't been that kind of baseball season around here, John. Unfortunately, I hope you were enjoying your Memorial Day respite. Happy summer to you. Good to have you back on the beat and just in time for the game of life. I've been playing the game of life 56 years right now, John.
And winning at it too, Nestor, I'm sure. Hey, good to see you again. It's been a little while. I'm not a big traveler. I'm not the bon vivant that you are. I don't get out and schmooze and travel as much. Coming off of a West Coast trip, I am a lousy traveler when it comes to a red eye. And I know you do that like it's another day in paradise. Oh, I'm dragging. I think I got a head cold. There's a lot of, it's a germ factory for I don't know. I don't
Two
know.
things you need to do on planes, John, and I tell people this as a guy that's traveled, interviewed Cal Ripken over Siberia and the North Pole. That's a true story. I did that. But when you get up in the air, take a book, breathe, take a project, sleep. Just don't treat it like you're the one doing all the flying. You know what I mean? Like you're just a passenger in it. And I would tell you in a red eye, my best advice, sleep. That's my best advice for red
I
eye.
can't. I can't. I watched Wicked. I watched Wicked on the flight
Yeah,
back.
I wanted to watch that George Clooney thing that came from Broadway the other day, but I may go to Broadway, try to experience it myself. Hey,
Good for you.
for you
Yes.
with promotions, we had Game of Life last week. And I think we're contemporaries in our age where I never played the Game of Life. So I did a lot of Googling on the
Wait, wait,
Game
wait,
of
wait.
Life.
You've never played the Game of Life?
No,
The little
we didn't.
car with the
That
little
was a
pegs in it? And you work
See,
around
I
the
went
pool?
through this with Seth last week. It asked grown-up questions. I was much more into Risk and Trouble and Stratego and
Okay,
You Sank
okay.
My
All right.
Battleship and
All right.
Monopoly. We went through
Sure.
Monopoly later. I played a lot of Monopoly. I just
Okay.
never played the Game of Life. So I didn't know the rules. I didn't know anything about it. I had to look it up. And as it turns out, it was kind of mature for like an 8 or 9 year old for me. It was
Yeah,
asking
yeah.
deep, tough questions, you know?
Yes, as is the game of life. Asking deep questions, but it's no question. You buy one, you get a cash for life ticket, bam, right on the spot, free.
BOGO.
So,
BOGO.
BOGO, as we call it in the trade, wink, wink. Yeah, feel free to check out mdlottery.com. You've got through the month of June basically to participate in this promotion.
And
You
this is
put
not a scratch off, right? This is
this
a
is a fast
computer
play.
generated game, right? Okay.
This is a
It's a
fast
fast
play
play
ticket.
game. All right.
So no schmutz. The schmutz. It's a schmutz-free zone.
All you
I'm
gotta do
just
is hit the
cracking
prize
myself
check
up.
here. If you do the prize check, you're
Yeah,
good. That's all.
right. But yeah,
Use the
Game of
app.
Life Fast Play ticket. Buy one, you'll get a free $2 cash for life ticket. So we hope you check that out, as well as all the promotions going on at mdlottery.com. You're well aware we have our NASCAR Powerball playoff promotion. We are winding our way through that. 35 lucky winners. People who participate in Powerball submit their ticket into our My Lottery Rewards program. And for 7 weeks, we pick five winners. That's quick math, is 35 winners of $1,000 each. They go in this big virtual drum with people from all over the country. And we will select Powerball, select 16 people. Last year, we had a gentleman who went all the way to the final eight in the promotion, one nice little prize package there. So we hope that even though we have 35 winners, if Maryland is selected, it will only be one Maryland winner. So the minute we get one Maryland winner in the final 16, The others have some lovely memories to talk about. But we hope Maryland's one of those 16, and we still have three draws to go. And you can find out who's who, who's participating in that, who's won that in by going into the, let me see here if I've got it handy. Bear with me
Well, I'm
here.
looking this up. It says win cash prize up to $1 million in a VIP trip to the NASCAR Championship weekend at the Phoenix Raceway. So trip to Phoenix is that's good. They got good tacos out there. Beautiful sunsets.
That is very good. And for people who had just won, we had just had a drawing this week. We have three more to go. The five were Yvonne Allen from Windsor Mill, Ricardo Cuadrares from Baltimore, Craig Meck from Glen Burnie, April Swallow from Mechanicsville, and Elizabeth Renshaw. And here it comes, Nestor, from, I hope I'm saying this correctly, Raspberry, Maryland.
Oh, spell that. I'm gonna have to. I'm doing the Google Map thing.
Okay.
R.
RASPE.
Raspberg. With the E, maybe something. Raspberg.
BRG.
Hold on.
And
I'm
what?
looking up Raspberg, and it's telling me it's an overlay. I don't know. I'm
Yeah.
just telling you that. So if it's an overlay, it's not far from where that Safeway was a couple weeks
You
ago. We get a million
can
dollar
see it
winner.
from here.
All
Look
right.
out your window. You can probably see it from where you are.
It says it's on Belair Road. It's right around the corner from Hamilton and Coco's, where I'm going to be next month. So,
Exactly.
all right,
Exactly.
Rasburg. All right, I'm looking it up.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because when I came to Ohio from Ohio to Maryland, people told me, you know, Maryland's a little different. Counties rule the day. Ohio, we're very city. Cities elect mayors. Cities have boundaries. They have welcome to our
Township. I
city
see
sign.
township in Ohio,
Township,
right?
villages. You have all these little things, kind of like a Mayor, Mayberry RFD in some of the rural areas. But you come here to Maryland, and cities like don't exist. So you could be driving somewhere, and you say, "Where the heck am I? I know I'm in Baltimore County." But what city am I in? And then this whole zip code thing throws me off here.
We
So,
don't call Dundalk a township or a village. It's
what do
just
you call it?
a place.
The place.
It's a piece.
See?
It's a frame of mind is really what it is. That is what
Oh,
I think. John
man.
Martin is here.
Whew.
He's the executive director. Wisping Poetic Hero. Have you been to a NASCAR race? You ever been to one?
I have never been. I think you've told the story last
It's
time
just
about how it's
loud,
just,
and but it's
oh, yeah.
beautiful. I mean, it's faster than you. I would tell everybody. I didn't love it. But I'm glad I went because I tell the story 30 years, almost 30 years now. I went probably 1997. I went down to Dover, and it was really loud, but it was really fast, and I totally understood the allure of the speed because the cars move so fast it kind of hurts your eyes, and that's that. I'm not being facetious about that. It's hard to follow it and track it. It moves so fast. So for those that go to NASCAR, if you've never been, it's definitely experience you should have. I would not take that. My wife used to go up in New Hampshire all the time to
Sure.
Loudon, and she loved the races. So yeah, but
My only
earplugs.
racetrack experience, and it pales in comparison to your story, is I once went and visited the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which is a whole nother story for
I
another
kissed the
day.
bricks there once, but it was at a party. There weren't cars going around.
I drove in a not in a pace car, but in a like a little party bus that
You've
would take
circled the
visitors,
track then.
circle
You've
the
done that.
track. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I've never done
Which
that.
again, I mean, watching it on TV for years is a total different experience.
I have a feeling it probably took you longer to get around the track than it probably did AJ Foyt back in the day, right?
Oh, what a classic thing. 1960, whatever. You know, all the smoke in the cars and where's Foyt? And all of a sudden here he comes. I mean, that's they don't do that kind of stuff anymore.
Well, if you want to be a part of it, you can do that. MDLottery.com. You can learn all about what's going on. And it's a Powerball promotion still going on through the most of the summer. And the end of the month, by the way, for the Cash for Life this month is the 29th. If you want to buy one, get one
Yes.
free. All right. Before we get to sports wagering, I want to do Home
Yes.
Run Riches. Let
Okay.
you do your piece on that because I wish we were leading with that. I mean, it's not for me to be leading with NASCAR in June or leading. I'm sort of burying the lead, which is Home Run Riches. This is supposed to be the best promotion, the great.
Yeah.
We need to hit
Yeah.
more home runs. We need to
We have,
score more runs. We need to do more things in general.
well, right there with you, pal. Don't get into how the
You
Guardians have
want to
fared.
give this state money away, don't you?
We
You
do.
want
We
to
do.
give
We
more money
we've
away.
given away $76,000, 68
Not
Orioles home
enough.
runs
Not
as we
enough.
speak, two grand slams. That's not enough. But we do have the contestants of the game. So just for being selected contestant of the game, each individual wins $500. And then for every Orioles home run hit during that game, an additional $500. And if one of those Spectators should be a grand slam. That's $5,000, and there's been only two of those so far this season. So, you know, things can still turn around. This week we've got, let's see, we've got the Tigers. That's kind of a little challenging here this week. Let's see, we had...
Jarek Skubal would have looked better on our team. I'm just going to say that before he pitches on Thursday night, you know?
You know what? I mean, every once in a while, right, these guys come out of seemingly nowhere and have like a meteoric rise, and then you never hear from them again. So who's to say if this guy's got some staying power or not?
When's the last time the Indians, or excuse me, the Guardians won the World Series? 54, like 50-something? What year was it?
1948.
48. Okay. You know, I'm at 83. So I'm at 42 years. You are, I don't even want to do the math. 25 from 40, 48 or whatever. 20.
Yeah.
So it's 77
time.
Years, maybe.
It's a long time.
Baseball is only here to provide home run riches, because I'm just feeling like it's not happening for us. So we might as well give some money away. I mean, it has been a, I know you weren't born in 1948. I know you're.
Thank you.
You might be old, but you're not that old.
Thank you.
I can't. The frustration I'm feeling, and we all feel, it feels like baseball's not for us. It feels like it's for somebody else. I'm just
it's
frustrated.
Baseball, Ray. It's baseball, Ray.
It's a great game.
It is.
When
it
you
is.
Win. Yeah.
Go to mdlighter.com, and maybe you're one of the lucky contestants of the game. You can check it out. We have everybody there already scheduled through the month of June. And then each and every month, we pick the next month's lucky contestants. And yes, we hope the bats heat up here in summer. And who knows? You know, it only takes one swing of the bat. That's the fun part about it. You know what we ought to do sometime? I think I've said this before, and I haven't done anything with it. We ought to kind of chronicle who that lucky fan of the game is, and just you know, I don't know if it's Facebook Live. I mean, we could certainly do something like that. Just be with them every pitch, just to see the angst they go through on every pitch, which could be a $500 pitch to them.
Can we pick a day when we have a chance to hit three or four home runs? Pick a day at home game. Let's do that.
Let's throw a dart.
When it's 98 degrees, whenever a team comes in that stinks, going to have bad pitching. I just want to load up one weekend and hit 14 home runs in a weekend and cost you a lot of money, hit two grand slams. I want to see that sort of productivity out of this lineup.
I could wear the money suit. You know, Doug Lloyd has a money suit. I don't know if you've ever seen him wear it. You know, just kind of just money. And I could just be peeling them off right there in the splash
I'm a 40
zone.
Reg.
How about that?
Tell him I'm a 40 reg and I'll wear that. John Martin is here. He is executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. It is summertime. And you're also, when we say lottery and gaming, the gaming part of sports wagering. You know, I had a pretty spirited debate on the air and off the air this week about 800 Gambler and about things that could go wrong. I had Leonard Raskin on this week just talking about sports wagering and your responsibility and how new all of this is and how our parents might not have recognized all of this. But the one thing that you have every month as the Ed McMahon of the Maryland Lottery is the timpani to say, we've raised a lot of money for Maryland's Blueprint. We've raised a lot of money. And we go through this every single month. But the sports wagering thing, it sort of ticks up. We think football season, and we think about maybe opening day or March Madness or pools we participated in or stuff as an old sports guy. But this is going on every day, and every month you do get like a spreadsheet and a ledger that says sports wagering is a thing and people are participating in this. And I don't say record numbers because there was no records from 3 years ago, 4 years ago, but it's more popular than maybe I even thought it was going to be. And every month you bring numbers forward.
Yeah, we do. Every month we keep a tally because that's what we do here at Maryland Lottery and Gaming. And as an aside, you know, I haven't seen the Raskin show yet. I'll have to check that out. You know, if you want to put a little programming note, the rest of you just kind of talk amongst yourselves. Maybe we could get a little three-way. Maybe you know, Raskin, Martin, and Aparicio could
well,
do a little.
Well, you know, the premise would be that he invests money and says to people, be careful with this, especially because we're talking about Las Vegas and going in. I said, once you go into Las Vegas and you lost money, it sort of quells your appetite to think win, 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 bet, bet, bet. But we're always, this is for fun. This is not, especially the sports wagering side where it's coming at you every night and you think you might have an edge that you don't have in some way. And that's where I'm all. And I've met a lot of people like this in my sports space for 35 years of doing radio that I do worry about people. And then I see record numbers coming in and I see so many people in my life having fun with it because it hasn't been fun being an Oriole fan this year. So you might as well make them a little money wagering on it, I guess.
Well, for the month of May, And as we've talked before, the fiscal year here in Maryland runs through the end of June. So we're 11/12 of the year complete.
So it's like
And
Christmas time for the fiscal year now. It's
it
like the
is.
end, right? Okay.
It is. The month of May was the fifth best single month in our brief sports wagering history.
Oh, how, why?
Well, I will tell you why in a second. The numbers suggest that we were up nearly $7.7 million of contributions to the state, brings our year-to-date total, remember 11/12 of the year, up to nearly 80 million at 79.7 million. And you ask yourself why? Well, because I think people, you've got playoffs in pro basketball and hockey, you've got baseball, obviously.
And horse racing, but we always have
Horse
that.
racing, golf. I mean, you always you've got obviously a triple crown, yes, with some things going on. So the interesting takeaway from all that is, and what yields those numbers is that the handle is over a $500 million, over $500 million, and the hold, which is the percentage left from the sports books after they pay out the winners, the hold was very high. It was 13.1%, which means the house did well and the players not so much. And where players tend to be stumble on this is in what the is called in the industry the parlay bet. Back in the day, back when it was a hush hush, wink wink in the corners, it was a singular bet. Who's going to win tonight? Yankees, Dodgers. It was a singular bet for the game. Today, it is a very different dynamic. It is single game parlays. This guy's going to hit a home run. This pitcher's going to have X number of strikeouts. Yeah, this team may win the game. This team's going to win the first half. There's going to be a score in the first inning. I mean, there's so many rapid fire bets in a game that was once years ago a singular bet, $5 on this game, becomes multiple bets through a nine inning contest where it ebbs and flows. And the problem is these parlays that people do, they're almost like playing the lottery. You put a singular amount for a high gain. In sports, you have to hit every leg of those parlays. And that's where the education piece really needs to come in, and people need to really pay attention to what their odds are and what they're wagering. And I think that's a function of the demographic, the young male who has maybe more disposable income than other demographics, who fancies themselves as a sports expert. Certainly they know that this pitcher is going to strike out more than six guys in a game, and he comes up lame in the second inning, and he can't, he's out. But they think themselves smarter, so they're willing to risk money on these small numbers, five, $10. But the upside, if they hit four, five, six leg parlay, is they're going to win thousands of dollars. Well, a lot like buying a Powerball ticket,
You
and
got
I
to get
think
all the
that,
numbers right. Yeah.
yeah, you got to get them all, and that's the issue. And I think that's where you see a very high return to the house on parlay bets. And we break that down in our monthly data. Does
It's
anybody pay
hard to win
attention to it?
parlay bets. I don't want to call
Oh.
it a sucker's bet, but it's a harder bet, and that's the reason the odds are the way they are. It's hard to stack up five wins or six wins in a row at anything, right?
Yep,
Literally, it's like flipping a
exactly.
coin. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where the market is now. And you look at the gross margins, the high returns there in players
People are
who
trying to bet $20 and win thousands by winning five bets instead of one bet.
exactly.
Okay, I understand.
Exactly.
And this would be the same thing as going to the track from an old
Yep.
school, and that was the legal place you could actually gamble. When I learned the racetrack, I'd say, well, if it's win, place, and show, $2 win, $2 place, $2 show, and the favorite comes in, he pays $7.80, $5.50, and $3.20. I put $6 down, I walked away with $18. That's nice math, not bad, but it's not like hitting an exacta where I take a long shot and somebody and box it for $4 and I make $195 on that bet because an 8-to-1 and a 2-to-1 came in just on horses. I haven't thought about it in that way. The thought for me that you report these bigger numbers is just the fact that there's a lot of games being played now, and I think the betting mindset for me as a sports radio guy for 35 years was football. It was football, it was a Sunday thing or a Saturday thing or a pool card thing or whatever. That it was just, I'm going to make some bets on Sunday, maybe chase them on Monday, always a bad idea, or Sunday night. But that was more of the betting culture prior to apps availability. Got games on tonight, got an NBA game tonight, got an NHL game tomorrow, got finals, got golf this weekend. There's a lot of different ways that once it's on your phone, you see options and opportunities. that just were not in front of you prior to mobile wagering, and prior to the availability of instant wagering, which is where you're going to come at me with 1-800-GAMBLER telling people to take it
Well,
easy with this.
we have to, because again, the exponential growth in the technology and in the availability, as you said, is unprecedented. It's never going to be less than what it is today, and it's only going to be more extreme and more accessible. And all the more reason people need to be educated. And we talk about it certain times of the year, but it's a constant
I
buzz.
never stop talking about it because I'm
You
just a,
can't. You can't.
because you know, problem gamblers aren't made in just on Super Bowl Sunday or just, you know, this is going on through the course of the year. And if somebody is having a problem with this, you find you're in baseball season and you're one of these folks in May that, you the A word, the addiction, the can't think,
Yep,
it's
absolutely.
what you're thinking about all day. You should be thinking about other things, and we need to help
When
you.
you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning concerned about who won the Chinese underwater ping pong tournament that just completed, you got a problem.
Or whether the Padres pitcher, when you were asleep, struck out as many as you needed him to do because you made a late bet, right? I mean, it's if it's consuming you, if you're thinking about it enough that I'm in your head right now in the car or here on the internet, get some help. Get some help.
It's there, it's available, and people can turn it around, especially if they're talking to people from a peer-to-peer level who have been there, walk that same path. That's very powerful. It's very meaningful.
John Martin is here. He is speaking sensibly about all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming, as he does as the executive director. Lots of promotions going on, scratch offs going on. Let's Make a Deal was going on. We got NASCAR going on. I've got the Back to the Future scratch offs that I'll be giving away. We're doing 17 Maryland Crab Cake tours this summer, celebrating our 27th anniversary. All the dates will be up this weekend. I'm still finalizing the new Costas and Timonium, trying to get that date just right for July so we can get out there. And did I leave anything out? You guys are doing events, promotions. It's summertime. It's finally 80 degrees outside, and I know you're out spinning wheels, probably drinking wine in a park or booze in a zoo or doing things that are going on because the lottery's kind of ubiquitous this time of year.
You know, we tend to do those kinds of things. And yeah, people can visit mdlottery.com. We'll be at the beer and barbecue stroll in Westminster
See,
this
I knew
weekend.
beer was involved. I
Yep,
knew
yep,
that.
yep. And then coming up next week, a little event that I've found myself participating in from time to time in my hometown of Perry Hall, the Perry Hall Town Fair on Saturday, June 21st will be there. It will be a debut event for the Maryland Lottery. Fun time to come out. Visit with us and say hello, spin the wheel, win a little prize. And of course, we always are available from time to time at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. We'll be there for the Tampa Bay Rays on Friday, June 27th. Fireworks night, probably, right?
Every Friday night, absolutely. I used to
Good.
see him right here behind me when they went off.
I think maybe I'll wear the money suit that night and be passing out $100 bills.
You know, I mentioned this the other day to somebody. I might have been Raskin on the air. I was talking to somebody about the home runs and the fireworks. When I lived downtown, the fireworks would go off before the home run on television would happen. There'd be like that 5 second delay, and like the end of the game, fireworks would go off. And you know, so there's two outs, two strikes, whatever. The fireworks would go off out the window, and I'd hear it. I'm like, well, I guess they won, you know. And this would be where the joke comes in is, hey, can I bet on that still?
Yeah,
And I'm like,
right.
no. Remember the old days, like in Guys and Dolls, at the racetrack, the fence would fall down at the betting window. The cage would come down when the horses went off, right? So I'm always wondering about timing and television and mobile wagering and all that stuff. There's just a lot that has to go right to keep this on the up and up, John. I'm glad you're out there on the wall, keeping an eye on all this for us.
That's our job. It's what we do, Nestor.
All right, as well as going to Perry Hall town fairs. Hey, my son went to the hall, Perry Hall. So I spent a lot of my formative time in my 20s and 30s in Perry Hall. So get out there and support the Perry Hall Festival. Supporting all things we're doing at Maryland Lottery and Gaming, you can learn about all of the odds, learn about getting help, learn about whether you got the winning Powerball ticket. If you're that Safeway person with that $1 million ticket out there in the cosmos, come cash your ticket, get your money. John Martin is standing by. He is on the front of Baltimore Positive. We try to bring him on every week to educate us, keep us square on everything that's going on, including that great NASCAR promotion. I am Nestor. We are WNST. We are Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.